It's Thursday, August 2nd, AD 2018. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Friday, North Korea handed over 55 boxes containing what are considered to be the remains of U.S. soldiers killed in the Korean War. This follows an agreement between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un during their summit in June. Trump publicly thanked Kim for his actions.
These incredible American heroes will soon lay at rest on sacred American soil. Even during the campaign, people would come up to me. My great-grandfather, my grandfather, they asked if I could do something about it. I'd look at them and say, we don't get along too well with that country. They said, whatever you could do. And it's something that was very important to me. We honor the sacred memory of every incredible American patriot who fought and died in that war. I want to thank Chairman Kim for keeping his word. We have many others coming. I want to thank Chairman Kim for fulfilling a promise that he made to me.
The government of Rwanda, Africa, has closed over 8,000 churches in the country after applying new requirements since the beginning of the year, reports World Watch Monitor. The requirements include many building standards, along with pastors needing to have a theological degree from an accredited institute that also teaches science and technology. Few churches can meet the changes within the required time frame of 15 days. Meanwhile, the government of Rwanda has become increasingly secularized, banning prayer in government institutions and removing Christian references from the country's constitution. The Tembo people in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Africa, are rejoicing to finally have the Word of God in their own language, a 21-year project by Wycliffe Bible Translators. Despite decades of war and persecution, the people received the scriptures with praise, singing, and dancing. The regional vice governor himself promised to put a Bible in every school in his province, reports CBN News. Makes us jealous here in America. One expressed his gratefulness for the Word of God.
We, people of the Democratic Republic of Congo, are glad to convey our deep-felt gratitude. Thanks to your support, our people will be able to hear and read the Word of God in their mother tongue. Despite the hard time we're going through, we make it possible for the Word of God to reach them and give them everlasting hope.
A former lesbian and founding member of Uganda Africa's first homosexual organization announced on Sunday that she no longer lives what she now calls a sinful lifestyle. Val Kalende attributes this to being, quote, transformed by God's love, end quote. 1 Corinthians 6:9 through 11 says, "Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." Multiple nations are facing battles over pro-abortion legislation. The Senate of Argentina is considering a bill to legalize abortion. Hundreds of doctors and medical groups are protesting the bill, some saying they would rather go to jail than end the life of an unborn baby. In Ireland, the country's Catholic Bishops Conference announced new guidelines reaffirming that Catholic hospitals cannot perform abortions as lawmakers look to legalize abortion and force all hospitals to facilitate it. Also, Chilean President Sebastian Piñera said on Tuesday he will do everything he can to stop a new bill to legalize abortion in the face of international pressure. Finland dropped their welfare program of universal basic income earlier this year. Now the Canadian province of Ontario is also ditching their test program of providing government funds to people with low income, whether they were working or not. The government said the plan was, quote, not sustainable, end quote. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 says it all. If anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. Lifeway Research released a new survey on prosperity gospel beliefs, finding about a third of Protestant churchgoers say their church teaches God will bless them if they give money. One in four say they have to do something for God in order to receive material blessings in return, while over two-thirds say God wants them to prosper financially. But Romans 11:34 through 36 asks, "For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. As the World View reported yesterday, Aeromexico Flight 2431, carrying 103 people, crashed shortly after takeoff on Tuesday. 85 people were injured, with 2 people in critical condition. But amazingly, in God's providence, no one died. Retired airline captain Ross Amer talked to CBS News.
It was a miracle that no one so far has fatally been injured. I would say this would have been a 1 in 100 chance that we had no fatalities.
After escaping with her daughter, passenger Jacqueline Flores said, quote, "I feel blessed and grateful to God," end quote. And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. It's a real nail-biter. I'm not sure we're going to hit tomorrow's goal of $30,000 to keep the World View in 5 minutes on the air. It's getting really close. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. Special thanks to Keitra in Nassau, Bahamas, and Brenda in Aliso Viejo, California, both of whom gave $25. We're also grateful to God for Stephen in Macon, Georgia, and Nathan in Lincoln, Nebraska, both of whom gave $50. Derek in Florida City, Florida, for his gift of $200, and Travis in Ames, Iowa, for his gift of $295. Together, their 6 gifts totaled $645. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. So far, since July 2nd, the Remnant has given or pledged $26,630 toward our $30,000 goal tomorrow. We now stand at 88.7% of our goal. If you've been sitting on the sidelines throughout this month, now is the time to get in the game. We need just 3 more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year, and 5 more listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Perhaps there might even be 3 generous listeners who could donate $1,000 each to help us get across that finish line. It would be terrific if we not only reached the $30,000 goal by tomorrow, August 3rd, but blew it out of the water. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. If you've been waiting until the last minute, we have arrived. I can see the finish line from here. Please give right now. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, August 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.